Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Shane calling you from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
Hi, is this Erica?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I'm just following up regarding the transfer.
Right. So, so I guess I got to fill out another application because my aunt, she only knows me, like, since I've been doing this for the last 4 years for her. So she's really not used to another caregiver, but we have to bring somebody in because, like I said, my uncle just passed away last month. And now she's eligible. They're working on getting her 24 hours. So I just had to do an appeal for it because she didn't have no up-to-date doctor's diagnosis. So we go to the doctors tomorrow. So I'm going to be looking for somebody probably when they add the more hours. But right now, like I said, I need, like, somebody just to take 3 days off my schedule.
Right. Mm-hmm. So first you want to do the transfer, and if we could find...
You know, I want to see who you're going to send here and see if my aunt, you know, likes them first, because I don't want to do something and then y'all don't have nobody, you know what I'm saying, that my aunt, because she's very clean and picky, you know what I'm saying, and I done been through 3-4 companies, like I said, and I'm getting dried out. So I just want to make sure.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I first need, we can't look for an aide for a caregiver if we don't have the case.
Okay.
We need the information. We need to activate her. We need to first the information, and then we can start looking for a caregiver.
Okay, well, I just talked to the service coordinator this morning again. And she said it also. So, I mean, I don't know if she's going to transfer the hours until she knew y'all have a caregiver that's willing to come out here. Like I said, we've been through this before. I transferred her, and then the company didn't have nobody to show up, so I had to be here. So that's why I'm saying I want to be sure that y'all have somebody that's willing to come to Chester. We already discussed this with the service coordinator, so she's going to say the same thing to you before she transfer anything.
Right. So if we have someone, if we find, so you're looking for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yep, 8 to 8.
8 to 8,
8 a.m. to 8 p.m., yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what
anything,
information you need?
Anything else?
She uses an electric coil lift. She cannot get out of bed on her own. She cannot get out of bed, period. She cannot stand up. She cannot walk. She can feed herself, but you have to prepare her meals. You have to wash her. She get bed baths because she can't get inside the bathroom. So you have to give her bed baths. She wears diapers, so she has to get changed.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. You
male,
know,
female?
Her household cleaning, huh?
Male or female? Is that a difference?
She's a female.
Yeah, yeah, but for the caregiver, is it a difference?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, she rather, I mean, I don't know, I never had a male, not to be
female.
Honest, honey.
Female for
Yeah,
female.
She never had a, yeah, so female. She never had a male.
Okay. Okay, let's see if we could do it, and I'll let you know.
Call me back. But if you want the information for it, I can give you the information.
Can I
if you need
her date of birth?
Yeah, December 5th,
1947. Let me take a look.
I know y'all had my uncle before, James Gordon.
Right,
I know I used y'all.
Just want to make sure I got the right information.
Okay.
Her name is Hilda?
Yeah, her name is Hilda Gordon.
Just a minute.
Okay.
So I'm just checking. I just want to make sure we got all the information correct.
Okay.
What's her exact address?
358 Parker Street, Apartment 1, Chester, PA, 19013.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I have a number. Let me know if it's still an active number, 610-803-9647.
No, that's not her number no more.
So what's her number?
610-877-2105.
2105, okay. She has 84 hours, right?
Yes, she does.
Okay, you said 12/5/47, her date of birth.
Yeah, 12/5/47.
Okay.
So do I got to do another application for you all?
Okay, so no, most probably not. No, so I got all the information. Let me send it in, okay? We'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.